堂听 class.com。
38，海口市高考调研测试。
Text 1. I have to go to the classroom to take a test, but if I could, I'd go with you to the film.
That's too bad. I wish you could come along. Text 2. I guess I'll send Mary a postcard from Hawaii when I go there on my vacation.
I'm sure she'd be glad to get one. She has a collection of cards from all over the world. Text 3. It doesn't make any sense to go home for the new year now.
That's right, especially since you'll be graduating in January.
I think so.
Text 4. Come and have a look at my new dress.
I'd like to, dear, but I've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Text 5. Would you tell me what time it is? I'm going to meet my uncle at the station at 10:15.
It's 10:05 by my watch.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Text 6. Have you ever saved a person?
Fortunately not, but I always have to be prepared.
How did you pass the test?
I had to pass some swimming tests to prove my skills. Then I had to take a course in how to get drowning people safely to shore. And I also had to take life-saving classes.
That surely seems like a lot of training.
Yes, but someone's life may depend on it.
Have you ever saved a person?
Fortunately not, but I always have to be prepared.
How did you pass the test?
I had to pass some swimming tests to prove my skills. Then I had to take a course in how to get drowning people safely to shore. And I also had to take life-saving classes.
That surely seems like a lot of training.
Yes, but someone's life may depend on it.
Text 7. Mary, can I persuade you to take a walk with me?
Sure, but look at the sky. There's big clouds over there. It looks like it's going to rain. What if it rains?
It may rain very little. The sky is still clear and blue except some light clouds. There's nothing to worry about.
Anyway, I don't want to get caught in the rain and get wet all over. Please, let's stay indoors and do something else.
Mary, can I persuade you to take a walk with me?
Sure, but look at the sky. There's big clouds over there. It looks like it's going to rain. What if it rains?
It may rain very little. The sky is still clear and blue except some light clouds. There's nothing to worry about.
Anyway, I don't want to get caught in the rain and get wet all over. Please, let's stay indoors and do something else.
Text 8. I'm going to get another job. I really don't like this one.
What's wrong with you? It's not so bad. You get good pay.
Well, for one thing, the hours are too late.
Are you really going to give up your job?
I'm not sure. I've been thinking about it for days. It's hard to make up my mind.
Forget it. I'm afraid you won't be able to find a better job.
I'm going to get another job. I really don't like this one.
What's wrong with you? It's not so bad. You get good pay.
Well, for one thing, the hours are too late.
Are you really going to give up your job?
I'm not sure. I've been thinking about it for days. It's hard to make up my mind.
Forget it. I'm afraid you won't be able to find a better job. Text 9. David, we shouldn't sit here doing nothing.
Why not? It's Saturday afternoon, isn't it?
Yes, but there's so much to do around the house.
It can wait.
We ought to finish washing down the kitchen walls and cupboards.
We can do that tomorrow. We don't have to do it today.
All right, but we must do it tomorrow because the painters are coming on Monday.
Yes, and that reminds me I must do something about that leak under the kitchen sink.
That's a good idea.
Talking about washing down the kitchen, where's Bob?
He's having lunch with Georgia.
What? Again?
He should be in soon.
You shouldn't spend so much time with that girl.
You must be patient, David. 19's a very difficult age, you know.
Yes, I know, but he ought to be studying more.
David, we shouldn't sit here doing nothing.
Why not? It's Saturday afternoon, isn't it?
Yes, but there's so much to do around the house.
It can wait.
We ought to finish washing down the kitchen walls and cupboards.
We can do that tomorrow. We don't have to do it today.
All right, but we must do it tomorrow, because the painters are coming on Monday.
Yes, and that reminds me I must do something about that leak under the kitchen sink.
That's a good idea.
Talking about washing down the kitchen, where's Bob?
He's having lunch with Georgia.
What? Again?
He should be in soon.
He shouldn't spend so much time with that girl.
You must be patient, David. 19's a very difficult age, you know.
Yes, I know, but he ought to be studying more.
Text 10. Dear Fred, the news in your letter of the 16th June was a very welcome surprise. I am very pleased to hear of your marriage, and I offer you my warmest congratulations. I wish you and your wife many years of happiness together, and look forward to seeing you both. It must be nearly 3 years since we met. Your marriage proves that you are doing very well in business. One can't marry in these days of high prices and heavy taxes without a good income. I am still unmarried, but I hope to marry next year. Do you remember Mary Smith, a girl who was at college with us? She's the girl who's going to be my wife as soon as we can afford to marry. I am still in the food company. I have not yet risen to be the manager of the company. In fact, I still have a junior position, but I am going to do quite well. Once more, congratulations on your marriage.
Dear Fred, the news in your letter of the 16th of June was a very welcome surprise. I'm very pleased indeed to hear of your marriage, and I offer you my warmest congratulations. I wish you and your wife many years of happiness together and look forward to seeing you both. It must be nearly 3 years since we met. Your marriage proves that you are doing very well in business. One can't marry in these days of high prices and heavy taxes without a good income. I am still unmarried, but I hope to marry next year. Do you remember Mary Smith, the girl who was at college with us? She's the girl who's going to be my wife, as soon as we can afford to marry. I am still in the food company. I have not yet risen to be the manager of the company. In fact, I have still a junior position, but I'm beginning to do quite well. Once more, congratulations on your marriage.